company, the Remelton Heritage and Development Association Limited, is now defunct per se, and we need something moving. And the unfortunate thing is, I cannot get my hands on, or I haven't had sight of, the trust document, which would maybe give us a pathway to saying, right, if the Heritage and Development Company failed, then the building would automatically revert to the church or what have you, you know. So we're holding a meeting and we're trying to drum up, as I say, a working group, a working committee to get the thing moving, you know.
Have you had discussions with the church itself with regards to that whole ownership issue?
I've had discussions with them, yes. I mean, obviously, the meeting is being held in their church hall on Wednesday. It's the McKeamy Hall, which is at the rear of the Presbyterian Church. They are with me on this, in that we're holding the meeting with a view to trying to move it on as a going concern that it was, as a monument to Francis McKeamy, whom their hall is named after. That was the church he originally worshipped in, and before he went off to be the moderator of the Presbyterian Church in the USA, you know. So that was the kind of overall the heritage of the building, is that it was the first of the Presbyterian churches in this area.